because we signed up and were in the club, we have special privileges and we have special powers that only we are allowed to use.
Doing these things so that you are brought up right.
Dante's Inferno, a long epic poem that was written, in the Middle Ages. Long after Jesus taught, long after those first disciples had gone to God. Now, the older translations that go back to the original languages, what is used is the word Gehenna. And why that's important to know is that really Gehenna is a real place. It isn't this image or this idea of hell. We have an idea of heaven and an idea of hell. Gehenna was a real concrete place. You could go there. And you know what it was? It was the garbage dump outside the walls of Jerusalem. And so what Jesus is saying is, if something is causing you to stray from the ways of the kingdom of God, it is better that you cut it off and throw it in the garbage. It was one of those garbage dumps. We don't really do this anymore because now we have sanitary landfills. But in the old days, and I'm dating myself even, most of us knew of garbage dumps where things just constantly burn. And that's why Jesus uses the image where the unquenchable fire is and where the worm dies not. Why? Because we're always producing more garbage. And so we're constantly throwing more garbage onto the garbage heap, and so the fire continues to burn, and the worm that eats the garbage does not die because there's always plenty there. There will always be evil in the world. Plenty of garbage to be thrown into the garbage dump. And then we have to back up a little bit and we begin to realize that Jesus is using the image of the body very much like we do in different ways. We call ourselves here as we gather on Sunday the body of Christ. It's a metaphor that is often used by ancient authors to describe a community, a group of people of like purpose and mind. So when we start talking about cutting off hands and feet and gouging out eyes, perhaps Jesus is not speaking about that literally, but asking us to see ourselves as the body. And that perhaps we would look around and we would see elements of the body that need to be chopped off and thrown in the garbage. We might do that as a community. We might find things in our own community, our own parish, our own diocese, and indeed the wider church, even across denominations, where we might begin to see that there are things that need to be cut off and rooted out and thrown into the garbage to remain pure in Christ's eyes. And then we can take that metaphor and see if it applies to us as the body, then perhaps it also applies to us as individuals. What is it in your life? What is it in your life that keeps you from the kingdom of God? What is it that you are ready now and able to cut off, to get rid of, as it were, to dispose of, so that you might be closer to that kingdom of power? What is it in our heart of hearts, in our minds, in our attitudes, in the way that we live? Are there real physical things, or are there attitudes of the heart that we need to reach down and gouge up and throw into the garbage? Because it's better that we lose that and enter the kingdom of God and enjoy the reward that God has given us. carrying disciples with